Students at the Cultural Center in Bethel recently learned the traditional art of gut sewing. Seal intestines were prized throughout Yupik history for their waterproof performance, and a culture bearer from Shefornik is teaching the skill. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
For most students, today is the first time they have ever worked with guts. Their 71-year-old instructor, however, Mary Dunuchuk, has a lifetime of experience with the traditional material. She says imagnetit, or gut parkas, were critical for survival in her youth.
The waterproof gut parkas were very important for men while hunting in the ocean. The way it reacts to moisture makes it a more effective insulated raincoat than most modern raincoats. In my first memories, women would learn to make raincoats and other waterproof items before they get married to ensure a better chance at survival. These days, I never see anyone practice the art anymore.
Revitalizing the practice is part of the goal of the workshop hosted by Bethel's Yupik Pitjegerait Cultural Center and sponsored by the Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center and the Anchorage Museum. Besides parkas, seal intestines were used to make all kinds of waterproof items like bags, mittens, boot linings, and even windows. Curator Sarah Owens explains students will be using two kinds of material.
There's going to be a mixture of native students who will be using seal intestine that Mary's providing, but there's also going to be non-native students like myself, and we will be using a substitute. We'll be using hog intestine to sew with, because it's actually illegal for us to be sewing the seal intestine.
Tunuchuk explains the process starts with the raw seal intestines, which are washed. She uses a dull scraper to remove the soft, fleshy material from a membrane, which is later painstakingly cleaned of any flesh or blood. It's washed in brine or fresh water before being inflated like a long balloon and hung to dry. Tunuchuk taught the class the basics of sewing and the use of tapakhnak, or grass, as spacers between the seams.
It's not just any grass, it's beech grass. They are flexible and we use them around the seams so we could tighten the thread without breaking the membrane. You have a tighter, more reinforced, waterproof seam without tearing the intestine.
The students bent the edges of the material with their mouths, using their saliva to make it more flexible and hold its shape while sewing. Students end up having made an amber-colored translucent window. In ancient times, the window would have served as more of a skylight called tanqin, Yupik for something that brightens. Bethel resident Annie Roach says she's at the class because she wanted to connect with her culture.
I have heard about some of the traditional skills and practices. I've always wanted to learn, and now I understand a small part of it.
Yupik Pitjegerait Cultural Center staff say there are plans for more workshops exploring traditional skills, like a doll-making class in the last week of March and a fish skin crafting class later in April. The seal intestines for the class were provided by Mary Dunuchuk, who processed the intestine from seals caught by her kids and grandkids. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.